it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
After the 12 o'clock hours, we had a gremlin attack, right? Gremlins. Yeah, it happens once in a while. Technology. Welcome back into the show. Joining me now, Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins Coloradoan. Kevin, my friend, no mishaps for Colorado State. Well, in the second half anyway, they found a way to take care of Nevada the other night. Really a huge, huge second half for the Rams.
Yeah, it really was, and quite a flip. I mean, first half was, you know, frankly, quite bad. It's hard to decide which side the Rams were worse on, offense or defense. It was kind of weird, and, you know, Nico Medved even said, you know, he just thought the spirit was down. And, you know, a lot of times I kind of, you know, roll my eyes at, you know, the, you know, oh, we just got to play hard type of thing. But really, you could see it. They just seemed, deflated in a weird kind of way. But, man, they turned down, you know, a 50-point second half. I think that's the sixth time this year CSU has had 50 or more in a half. The offense was really clicking, and they just kind of just demolished Nevada. And, you know, Nevada hit some shots for a while and hung in, but CSU just did everything right. They defended a lot better in that second half. The offense was incredible. Your star guys were your star guys, but your role guys were excellent. You know, James Moores doesn't have the, you know, any crazy stat line, but I thought he was, you know, probably the player of the game defending Nevada's big. So yeah, a really good turnaround for CSU. You know, those are type of games that you really, you know, you can maybe afford one loss of, you know, of that type on a year, but you can't afford many of them. So avoiding that one is really big.
Yeah, and you're right. James Moores was absolutely brilliant, and, you know, 8 points. But as you said, defensively, that's where he really stepped up. Did the dirty work for Colorado State. Now, what do you think it is, Kevin? I mean, is this just normal? The Rams win so much now that, you know, we're dissecting how they win. You know, we're not even talking about any kind of real concerns. But, you know, you come out, your first half, as you mentioned, wasn't great. It was uninspired. Is that a team that we're just kind of like in the, you know, we're in the middle of the season right now, and we've had a lot of ups, and then, of course, the COVID pause. Is this more or less just where a team's like, all right, you're going to have these moments. As long as you can still brush them up in the second half, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you don't want that to be a trend or anything, but you play, you know, 30-some games, depending on the schedule and COVID and all those things. You're not going to be perfect in all of them. And I think you have to factor in John Tonjay, CSU's third-leading scorer, was out. Adam Thistlewood, a starter basically every game for the last 4 years, was out for his second straight game. That, not only do you lose kind of what they produce, you know, in scoring, but, you know, both are pretty good defenders, and even just the emotional, you know, Adam Thistlewood is, you know, arguably the most respected guy on that roster, and he, you know, he's a guy that steadies the ship a lot of times, you know, just mentally. So you can't just ignore, you know, say, well, they're not there, it's, you know, they'll just move on. You know, there's factors, and I think that probably played a little bit of a role as well. You know, and roles change, rotations change. And like I say, obviously you just lose the contribution for those guys. So I think that's part of it as well, and just part of the, like you were kind of hinting, you're not going to be perfect every night. So I think all of that kind of led to, you know, like Medved said, sort of just a, you know, the spirit being a little off in the first 20.
We're talking to Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins Coloradoan. Now they got UNLV tomorrow, and I'm looking at this game like, let's just get that one over with because I want to get to Monday when they go to Wyoming. We know we got San Diego State in that mix too, because next week's an absolutely huge week. But tomorrow night, you got to be careful here. I mean, you have to make sure you keep your eyes on the prize. I know UNLV is not a good team overall, but they have to be careful. Like, you know, coming out in those first halves, sooner or later, you wonder if you struggle in a first half or two, will that come back to bite them? So they'll have to be careful.
Yeah, certainly, ideally, you would like to just kind of run UNLV. And, you know, this is one that, you know, I think some people could float. Is this a trap game with the big week next week coming up? I wouldn't really think so, especially with how they, you know, struggle in the first half. You know, I think they'll be locked in. But UNLV is another one of those funky teams. They have some talent, but they, like UNLV teams of recent, they tend to be a little disjointed at times. So they're kind of a weird one to figure, as UNLV tends to be. But you would really like CSU just kind of make this pretty comfortable and head into, like you say, I mean, pretty much all of the next 5 or 6 weeks are going to be really big, but next week's a real big one and really exciting one. So, yeah, CSU, you know, it's kind of one of those just get this one done, find a win against UNLV, and head into, you know, this is your kind of little appetizer, you know, wet the whistle, and you head into the main course next week.
I love it, man. And Wyoming, I mean,
it's lunchtime. I'm hungry.
I know you're making me hungry, man. Wyoming's a heck of a basketball team, but we were talking about this yesterday. We could have a lot of teams, you know, within like 45 miles or so that are going to be going to March Madness with obviously Colorado State. The UNC Bears got to win their tournament, of course. CU beating Oregon the other night, and of course Wyoming's rock and rolling. However, they have a minor setback. They lost. If you're going to lose, you lose by 3 to Boise State, though. But a loss is a loss. We have some interesting movement going on in the conference.
Yeah, really do. And we're getting, you know, we talked last week how on our show about how, you know, the top of the league is very good, but most of those teams haven't played each other yet. Well, we're getting into those. Like you said, Wyoming, Boise, a really good game, and you know that's not bad loss at all at Boise State. So you know that doesn't really derail Wyoming at all. But you know we have several top end of the conference matchups coming up here. But yeah, I mean, the hoops is good in this area. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really glad that Wyoming's doing what they're doing. I think it's going to make for really fun games, and certainly it's really good for the Mountain West. And, you know, Linder's just really got that thing going. I'm just really excited for Monday. It's going to be fun.
Ah, man, it is. It's absolutely. I know you're going. I believe our own Tanner Schwint is going this weekend. So or next Monday. So that'll be fun. You guys can hang out finally. You know, I know you guys don't like to hang out typically, but maybe at the game you can say hi.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little bummed that he knows I'll be there now, but I guess we'll figure it out. I'm just surprised. I mean, they let him in Wyoming still, huh?
He beats me, man. I don't know. I heard him say it on the show today that he was going, so it must be a big game. You're getting Tanner Schwint out off the farm.
If Tanner Schwint, you know, if he heads out of the cave, it's a big day. I'm just waiting, you know, when are we going to start getting the text saying, hey, what are you guys doing? Stop being jerks.
You know it's coming, man.
We love you, Tanner. But, yeah, no, it's going to be fun. There are a lot of CSU fans going. And, you know, we talked about how they brought a lot to Clune Arena last week for the Air Force game. I think there are going to be a lot of CSU fans up in Laramie as well. So that always makes for a fun atmosphere. We have the two fan bases. And it will be more hostile. You know, Air Force, no disrespect, but I don't think there was much, you know, true belief or energy in their crowd, whereas there will be in the Wyoming one. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Wyoming, again, a really solid basketball team, have a good cast of characters that have helped put this season, you know, 4-1 in the conference, 15-3 overall. Tell us about the Cowboys a little bit. We can overlook UNLV. We don't have to play
exactly.
In that game.
So we don't have to go game to game.
Yeah, we can build up the Wyoming game. Let's do it.
Yeah, I mean, they're a good team. You know, the two biggest things you're going to look at are Graham Ike, a sensational big man. He's just having a phenomenal season. And then Hunter Maldonado, who's just an incredible guard, can score it, racks up a ton of assists, does a lot of great things, and plays a ton of minutes. I just saw a number the other day. I think he's playing 37 minutes a game.
Wow.
So basically, he does not leave the floor. So those are kind of the two big stars, which obviously lines up pretty nicely with CSU's two big stars in point guard Isaiah Stevens and big man David Roddy. So those two matchups, you know, it's not like they'll necessarily be on each other all the time, but certainly a lot of face time for each other. So those are really key and entertaining and just great basketball matchups.
Well, and I've seen, you've seen it too. I mean, there's already trash talk going on
oh,
Twitter.
Yeah.
I mean, we are really building this up. Wyoming fans are calling out David Roddy and all, and the matchup there with EK, that will be really fun. And I don't know how that will really go. A lot of times in these big matchups we build up, it's not like they're guarding each other all night long.
Yeah. Yeah, if I had to bet, this is just my hunch. I haven't talked to any, you know, like I said, I'm obviously not going to ask Nico Medved about this yet since they have another game. But I would kind of think that CSU will probably start, you know, with Deshaun Thomas on EK. But I wouldn't be shocked if EK is defending Roddy. We'll see. There are a lot of different ways you can go with it. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how they do or do not match up on each other and how often that happens or doesn't happen.
We're talking to Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado. And last one for you. It was interesting seeing San Diego State lose last night. Now, they obviously, we kind of expect rust and such on these COVID pauses, but that was a big loss for San Diego State.
Yeah, the number was surprising. Lopsided loss at Utah State. Now, Logan, you know, it's a tough place to play. Obviously, Utah State's a decent team, but that was surprising. I do wonder and think, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if it ends up looking like CSU's loss at San Diego State. You know, that was San Diego State's third game in 5 days and coming off a COVID pause. So you wonder if their legs kind of just, you know, fell apart on them, how much that played a role. But certainly an important one when we're talking conference title race and everything. So yeah, that was a pretty surprising number.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's interesting seeing this conference roll like this. We said it, though. Hey, they're going to be beating each other up a little bit. Are you still – what's that number? Are you still thinking like three or four into March Madness?
Four is possible. Right now I'd still say three is most likely. But, yeah, you could go anywhere 2 to 4. Right now I think 3 is probably the safe number to be at.
Yeah, that's great for the conference, my friend. No hoops tip-off this weekend or tonight because we have another big game in Northern Colorado tonight. The UNC Bears getting set to take on Weber State. Weber State's number one in the Big Sky Conference, so this one should be a lot of fun. So, unfortunately, Kevin, we won't get to hang out, but we'll be back at it next week.
Yeah, it's a worthy game to knock us off air, though, so that should be a fun one.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Kevin, my friend, appreciate you as always, and maybe we might reach out to you Monday, see if we can get you on before the Hoops Rocky Mountain Showdown. That should be fun.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, my man. That's Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado. And yeah, we can overlook this UNLV game. Yeah, we can do that. But the Rams can't. Got to win this game. Got to win it. Set yourself up for an absolutely monster game coming up on Monday. Grammy K, man, he is a stud player. He had 19 points and 9 boards against Boise State in a loss. But again, you lose by 3 on the road in Boise. Boise's the best team in the conference. They're 10-4, 7-0, undefeated in conference play. So if you're going to lose, I suppose that's the one and the place to do it. 12:48 the time. Before we break, shout out to The GOAT. Love this place. It's where our UNC coaches show is. It's where to watch the games, watch parties, you name it. Get out there. Let's blow the sports scene up, man. UNC has a big-time game tonight against Weber State. I'm going there. It's going to be a blast. How many hooligans are going to be out there tonight? But The GOAT is where, hey, we're promoting UNC. We're building up local sports. Get out there, man. 360-degree bar top, patio seating, 36 HD TVs. You can watch your favorite teams play every single night. That's The GOAT in Greeley, Colorado. 12:49 the time. Take a short break. We'll wrap up hour number one. We still have Mark Johnson's going to join me in the second hour. The Buffs, fresh off of a big win against the Ducks. We'll talk to Mark about that. So much more. More on Nathaniel Hackett and the Denver Broncos. It's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.